We have been taught to see the world as it is, but we never experimented our original thought, our uniqueness. We are just following the many, the multitude.
So we reverse it.
Observing yourself.
We are your professors here. We want to follow your vision. How do we do it?
Very good. You should read my book first.
I did.
You did.
Yes, then you have... I took the job. You know, firsthand, but I still don't get how to do it.
How to mean to teach?
No.
What I'm saying,
how you
can do yourself.
And for your students, yeah.
But let's talk about yourself, because that is the main thing. You will see that you never observe yourself. You are always identified, you in general. You yourself are identified with the outer world, mm-hmm. believing that the truth is there. Believing that the war is happening right now. Believing that the media are telling you all the truth. All that you learned in schools and universities is something that you had to learn, otherwise you couldn't teach. And in the end, you will be disappointed. You will be unhappy because you followed what the others told you to do. I am telling you, give up. Abandon all the things that you learned up to now and try to come out with your own uniqueness. And that is a very, very painful. Very painful, but for students, young students, they are very close to their dreams. We should be able to let them to remember, not to learn. Because there is nothing to learn. Whatever we are teaching them, it is useless. To live in a world as it is, conflicts, wars, crimes, violence, what they tell us, you have to learn how to act. You have to learn how to act. You are acting right now, but unconsciously. You are acting as an actor, as an actress in the outer world, because you really believe that your role is that one. Your role has to be acted, recitato, as an actor, as an actress, this time consciously. Then you have to be acting what you have been, what you are, or let's say, what you are for the others. You have to act that role impeccably, but consciously. This is very important because you can have an arrow towards yourself, observing yourself. While you are acting outside yourself, the role they want you to play. You should never rebel to the outer world, the way the world wants you to be. You have to act impeccably, that role, and at the same time, pay attention to what is going on within yourself. It's double arrows, one towards yourself, the other one towards the world, will make you jump into a dimension that is inaccessible to the many, to the others. We think that acting means lying. It is not. Acting consciously is more real than reality. expecting to be a professor consciously, without believing. We believe to be that role. That is a prison. That is a trap. I believe to be the founder of the school. That is a trap. I am acting right now to be the founder, acting consciously, intentionally, to be the founder of the school. But believing is a trap. You have to be free from any role. And if the others want you to be the founder of the school, you will act impeccably that role, because the others want you to be, to play that role.
So how will the experience of the students here, how will that be encouraged in their experience while they're here? This understanding, this remembering.
Yes. First of all, you should understand what I'm talking about. Otherwise, you cannot convey to the students. It's impossible. It is like all the other teaching subjects. You are just having a book. You tell them, this is the page, this is the chapter. Okay, I can explain to you something. I can bring also some example or some experience. But that is not what I mean. We should stop teaching, because the teaching is a violence that we are doing to the young people. Ex duco, educazione, education, comes from ex duco, to extract something that comes from within, not to inject. Ex duco means to bring out what belongs to the student, to the people. This is what has to be done, to allow them to come out of their own dream. It's already there. They get from internet whatever they want, any communication, any information, economic, political, any coming from internet. What we can do, really can do for the students, is to let them to come out with their own dream, vision. Are you able to do it? If we stay here for one day, 1 month, for 1 year, we will fly. But that is something that is coming from outside. Each of them has to come out with his own wings. Because in the moment that I come out of this classroom, we all return in our ghetto, in our prisons. I am proposing to be free. This is what should a teacher, a professor should do, to be free. But you have to be free, you yourself first. Otherwise, you do not know how, what freedom means. And that is not a teaching. I've never been a teacher in my life. I hate to tell them how to come out, how to eliminate layers and layers of ballast, layers and layers of useless things. They are telling you how to follow the many. And to follow the many means unhappiness, mechanicalness, and suffering. You can escape all this only if you understand that you yourself are the very cause of whatever is happening to you in life. You have to discover something that you possess, which is your very nature, within yourself. And that is only when you eliminate all the stratification, layers and layers of useless stuff, useless things. I am not telling you that you should learn what the professors are telling you to study. You have to do it, but you have to act as a student. Act as an actress. You have to get good scores. You have to be a first-class student. You have to be all the things that the world outside yourself is suggesting you, but without believing.
But how can you explain how we should act in the real world after our school, and when, like, the system is about doing a master, then getting a normal job, and then going by the system? How do you want us to be recruited for you?
That's right. Rebellion is turning upside down your vision, not the reality. Reality is a consequence of your inner vision. You have to turn towards yourself and see that you are thinking and feeling like all the others. You do not have an original thought, an original idea. Everything is coming from outside, and you are convinced that you have a will, you can choose, you can decide, but it is not so. You forgot what is your inner uniqueness. You forgot your dream. And the entire world and the environment and the media and the politics and the economics is always telling you that all comes from outside, and you are just unifying yourself. You have to discover something that is unique within yourself, and it is there within. And you will go in time, in years and years, and you will forget and forget and forget until you become like all the others, hypnotized by all media and the culture, politics, and the environment, and the government, and all those things. And never let yourself coming out with your own originality and uniqueness. This is a individual revolution. It's not for masses. Masses destroy. Only the individual can create. Only the individual can love. Masses cannot love. Masses happen in wars, conflicts, genocides, crimes. Only the individual can escape from all this. Then it is not a revolution that you can do out there and say, follow me, that I know the truth. You will be killed. It is an inner revolution, individual revolution. You will escape. You will come easily, and nothing can touch you. Nothing can attack you. If you act as an actor outside yourself and pay attention to your inner world, whatever happens within, if you pay attention, everything will mirror this attention. This awareness will be mirrored by the world. And you will walk, and nothing can touch you. No accident, no war, no conflict, no enemy, no antagonist can touch you. But if you believe that the outer world is the world of causes, and everything comes from that world, you will fail. I was disappointed, very disappointed. I tried to change the world outside myself. It's impossible. But from within. And then from within, when you have when you are fearless inside yourself, when you touch something that belongs to you, which is a certainty, security, safety within yourself, the world will recognize you as it is its savior, liberator, guide, but without any effort. You will never impose anything. It is something that belongs to you, otherwise I couldn't say it. I don't teach because I don't believe that any help can come from outside. It's impossible. If you are asking for help, you are already a failure. All and everything is coming from within you. You know all and everything, but you are acting as you do not know. You are not aware of the fact that you are, you already know what you have to create, love, dream. It's already there. You have just to listen to yourself, get closer and closer to yourself, to spend some time, instead of being identified with the outer world, just get closer and closer, without trying to change anything. You just see what is going on within yourself. Look, right now, each of us is very attentive and very aware of what is going on within. Okay, my words are going on, but each of us is very, very much aware of himself first. This is the natural way of living. In this moment, no disaster can happen outside. If you call your mother, you call your fiancé or your friends, they will all be in a state of freedom. And they do not know why, but you know why. Because you are dealing with your inner freedom. Then states create events, and not vice versa. Inner states create events. If you just understand what I am saying, understand means that you incarnate this principle within yourself. And if you see something that is going wrong outside yourself, turn towards yourself and you will see that all comes from you. Then the outer reality has no power on you, but just the power you are consenting the outer world to have. There is no power. The world is, from my point of view, the outer world is totally passive. And it's waiting for you because it can be the way it is, reflecting, respecting what you are. You yourself, be very careful. Don't mingle in the crowd. You yourself have the power to change your own reality. You are creating my words, what I'm telling you, because you already know what I'm saying. That's why you cannot find any opposition to what I'm saying, because it belongs to you. But we forgot. We are forgetful gods. We are gods in amnesia. And we forgot. But we have to remember. Remember, it's to put the member together, to unify members. It's a unity, unification. Then remember is a vertical movement that goes deeply and high. It's upward. This means to remember, not with memory, with the horizontal memory, because that we have the computers to do this. You will see that one day computers, machines, AI and robots, they will do everything that we are doing right now, but they will be perfect. We have just enjoy ourselves. You have to enjoy what you are within. It sounds boring. We are entering in an era which is jobless. men will never aspire to have a job, because a job is a slavery. To work is a slavery. We have to enjoy ourselves, our life. To exist, to be, it's much more, you know, it's timeless to be. You know, we are entering in a golden creative leisure. Golden creative leisure. Golden creative idleness. Leisure. We cannot understand right now. And you will see your life, you know, around you, your own reality reflecting of, let's say, leisure could sound negative, but it is not. We are people who fell in sortilegio, spell. And we are imprisoned in a false reality. We are just living something that doesn't belong to us. We are repeating the lives of millions and billions of people before us. That is the rebellion. You yourself are unique. Many philosophies tell you, you have to control your thinking and your feeling. You will never succeed. If you try to control your mind or your thoughts or your feelings, you will fail. There is no control. You have to watch them. When you watch a movie, you have to watch, observe your inner feelings, thoughts, ideas, memory, imagination. You have just to watch it as a movie without identifying. Be very careful, because identification is the evil. And we are all identified with the external. We are identified with the news coming from TV, from the internet, and all those things.
With religion.
With the religion.
It's much more powerful than the news. Much more.
Yeah, but you know, it's but we should never touch something that for many is their religion, it's their cult, their. If you are in a Christian church, do what the Christians do. If you are in a Buddhist environment, do as a Buddhist do. If you are in a mosque, you will act as they are doing, without never offending, because acting consciously will never offend, will never create any external revolution or rebellion. Rebellion is within yourself. The true revolution happens within yourself. In the book, you will find a chapter with the title, Believing Without Believing. You have to act whatever they tell you to play, but at the same time, you have to watch within yourself what is going on within yourself. Just be aware of it, and you will see that the reality outside yourself will change. I tried with all my strength, with all my power, to change a pin outside myself, and I was not able. I've been a rock star, I've been a producer, I've been a businessman, I've been an entrepreneur, I have been in technology, in the many businesses, in the hotel management. I have some resorts in many countries, but without believing. Because if you believe, you are trapped. Without believing makes you a successful being, a successful man.
It's a question of how hard can you take it and how much you're willing to give up. If you're seeking money and millions or billions or trillions, ultimately you can't be free because you have responsibilities. So all the great saints, all the great philosophers, they didn't really care about materialism. It was something else for them.
The way is just one. It's you. Behind all those things, there is you yourself. You are the source whatever is happening in the world. And this, you can apply this to your everyday life. It is not illumination. I don't believe that there is an illumination in man, enlightenment. That is another hypnosis. That is another hypnotism. In fact, the Buddha, you were telling, he tried all his strength to come out of the ordinary life and to get closer to immortality. In the end, after all the disciplines that he went through, he understood, he was very disappointed with all the disciplines, fasting, exercises, and all those things. And he abandoned everything. This is what is abandoning. It doesn't mean that you go in a mountain or in the jungle or in a desert. Abandoning means to abandon your suffering. Because you will see that the pain you carry within yourself, I'm saying you have to enter into the material world and act as an actor. This is different. Try to act it while you are present within yourself, and you will see how difficult it is. Then you have to be a Buddha. At the same time, you have to be Bill Gates. This is one. It's, if you really are conscious of what you are within yourself, money comes as a consequence. You shouldn't do so much sacrifice to reach a very high level of richness and abundance. You have just to be within where all the riches are. This is difficult to understand. The opposites, we believe to be opposites, are really one thing. Ethics and economics, action and contemplation, financial power, love, are one and the same. Love, in my language, say, if you have been in Italy, we say amore. And amore means, from my studies, means absence of death. Amors, absence of death. When you are in absence of death within yourself, the abundance and prosperity, wealth, is a consequence. Then you have to die less, lesser within yourself to understand that you die less, and the outer world, I know that you find difficult to follow this. You read the Bhagavad Gita, and, you know, so of course. But you see that in your schools, they do not teach you what I'm talking about. It's something that they should teach from the younger children to universities. They teach you meditation, where I am very much against. Meditation is another poison that you introduce in yourself. We are going towards a jobless era. I don't think that you are able to be jobless, you know, in this moment. I don't know if you are able to occupy your time in a sort of idleness, leisure. To occupy time in leisure, you have to be timeless. Timeless means that you eliminate time between you, yourself, and the outer reality. Then the outer reality gets closer and closer to yourself. You get closer and closer to yourself until time disappears. And what you dream, reality will reflect. Right now, it's a desire. We are all in a status or a state of desire. We have to become desireless. We have to be dreaming beings, not people who desire. We have to deserve, not to desire. To deserve is something else. To deserve means timeless, it means deathless. Deathless is not immortality. Effortlessness is a state of being. Stop dying within yourself. We think that we have to abandon the material world and stop going to dance or doing sex or whatever. No, everything is like before. You have just to act consciously and being free within yourself. That is the most difficult thing for a human being. The Western and the East are going to blend together. And it takes some decades. You know, you see it's wars, conflicts, and things. Yeah, also the outer world has to become one. But I am talking about an individual revolution. I'm talking about you yourself, nobody else's. Do not try to help the others. Do not try to satisfy the needs of others, because you will fail. To help someone else is vanity, is egocentrism, is a stupidity. You have to leave everybody to his own life and to walk with all the difficulties and obstacles and troubles, and to be able to get free from all those things.
Helping others when they really need it, I don't think it's wrong or unnecessary, or no, it's more like if you are Instagramming it, yeah. No, I'm saying like, so you're I think it's like you're more helpful to someone if you yourself are already aware of who you are.
There is no one to help. That is an hallucination. There is no one to help. There is no one in need. Only you yourself. You are donating or trying to help someone else because you are not able to help yourself. This is the only thing. And donating is not because you just give something to someone who is, that is mortification. To help someone else that is below, it is a mortification. That is something very strange and very bad. You have to help yourself if you are able to do it, because you have to save yourself, not the others. The others do not need any help, and mainly from you. I don't want to be so cruel, or appearing so uncompassionate or merciless. I want just to tell you that no one is in need but you yourself.
Detachment is not about owning nothing. Detachment is about nothing owning you.
I am not talking about the detachment. Because we can think that detachment is to be detached from material things. I am not saying. I am saying to you, you have to dive into material world, but acting. If you enter into the hell in the outer world, but you act in that situation, you will be safe. Non-identifying doesn't mean not to be untouched. I'm saying that detachment is something that Indian words pronounces in all books, and I'm talking about non-identifying. It is not detachment. Not identified, it means do not become one with your inner suffering, inner pain, sorrow, fear. We are all full of death within ourselves, Eastern and Western. We are all full of useless things. We have to get rid of those things. To get rid of those things, you can meditate all your life. You will be disappointed and defeated. You have to turn towards yourself and observe, just observing yourself. You will see that it is, sounds simple, but it is very difficult to do, because the world outside yourself is very attractive. and attracts you and sucks you in its appealing attractions. But you have to enter into that and be free in that. You can do it only if you are free within yourself. That is the most difficult thing. You have gurus, masters, and teachers, many, many. Each of you has got his own master in India. But they are all fake. All fake. All fake. Because you cannot teach anything. A person who has understood, you will not see him, her, anymore.